We continue our learning with Lili Nishmas David ben Menachem Rush and Chaim Yaakov Pinchas Aliyah. We're in Pesachim Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Arba Sarch Shachol Liyos Bashabbos. The 14th of Nisan falls out on Shabbos. That happens every once in a while, and the day is very, very different. It's now the 14th of Nisan is Shabbos, so the biggest issue is that I can't burn the chametz. When are we supposed to burn the chametz? So says the Mishnah Mevarim Esakol Milifnei HaShabbos Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you burn everything before Shabbos. What does everything mean? Whether it's chulin or it's truma chametz, except of course the chametz that I'm leaving in a private area in order to eat on Shabbos. But other than that, we burn all the chametz erev Shabbos. That's what we do. So it's you're burning it now on the 13th. What I leave over for Shabbos or that, what will we do? So nowadays, the different opinions, you put it out in the garbage. Maybe that doesn't work because that's on your premises. Maybe you flush it down the toilet. You try to leave enough that you're going to eat it all. We have those questions, and when the Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, and we deal with those issues as well. Questions about how to get in Shalosh Sudos before this Zman Chametz is over. And therefore, Rabbi Meir says, burn it all before Shabbos. V'chachamim omrim bizmanon. He says, no, this is what you do. You can get rid of the chametz even on Shabbos. What does that mean? So they're obviously not understanding that we're actually burning the chametz. In fact, Rabbi Meir may not be saying you're burning the chametz either. Remember, that is a machlokas itself, whether or not I'm supposed to burn like Rabbi Yehuda says, or the chachamim, I can even throw it up into the wind, whatever. So the chachamim say, I can do this on Shabbos. How do I do bir chametz on Shabbos? I can feed the chametz to other people, invite enough guests to get rid of the chametz, or to animals. I can do that as well. So everything should be done on Shabbos. You don't need a special burning of the chametz, especially the chachamim's opinion anyway. Hold, you don't need sreifa, so I don't have to get rid of the chametz before Shabbos and only leave a little bit for Shabbos. You can leave plenty for Shabbos. You'll get rid of it somehow, and you'll fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu in such a way on the proper day, on the 14th of Nisan. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer, he has a compromise opinion. Truma milifnei haShabbos. The truma chametz, that's truma that you want to get rid of before Shabbos. Why? It's very logical. How many people can eat truma? Not many. I also can't feed it to my animal. So only kohanim can eat truma. The animals are not eating truma. The regular animals. So you may not have enough people to get rid of all the chametz. So then you want to make sure to do a bir chametz, destruction of the chametz on Friday, on the 13th. On Erev Pesach, that's dealing with the truma, but the chulin vizmanon. But the chulin, in that regard, says Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, I'll agree with the chachamim against Rabbi Meir that I don't have to get rid of it all before Shabbos. There are plenty of people who are going to be willing, or animals who will be willing to eat it on Shabbos. Give it to the animals, give it to the dogs. That's not going to be a problem at all. Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Haholech Lishchot Es Pischo. Person is on his way, Erev Pesach, on the 14th of Nisan, to Shechtes, Karban Pesach, or Volam Molas Bado, or he's on his way to give a bris milah to his son, to the interesting two mitzvos that we know a person, if he fails to perform, is chai of kares, two mitzvos aseh, if he fails to perform, is chai of kares. And third example, Volechol Sudas Erisin Beves Chamev, or it's the 14th of Nisan, and he is on his way to eat a Sudas Erisin. And this is a Kiddushin. And when Erisin, when Kiddushin was done prior to the Chuppah, year before or what have you, so then they would have a special meal, a Sidus Erisin, Beves Chamiv, in the Chassan's future father-in-law's house. They're officially married, but would not live together, husband and wife, but they would have a special Sudas Eris. In fact, why this is on the list, Yushalmi wonders, this is the same level as Shechtin your Karban Pesach and give you Bis Mila to your son, is what a Sudas Eris in. It's not even the real marriage, not even the chuppah, in your father-in-law's house. So you see Gadol HaShalom, you see how important Shalom Bayis is. Said here, a person forgot, as we'll see, forgot to do Bedika and Vir in his house. So now he's stuck, he's on his way. nizkar sheyesh lo chametz besoch beso. He remembers, oh my gosh, I have chametz bias. I didn't do beer chametz. By the time I get back, it's going to be Pesach. It's not going to, I'm not be able to do so. Yeah, so what do we do? Im yachol lachzor ulevoir. V'lachzor ulemitzvah so. Yachzor vivar. If there's enough time for him to go back to his home and do beer chametz and then come back to do the mitzvah, notice, mitzvah so, whether it be the mitzvah of Korban Pesach or the mitzvah of bris milah for your son or on an improper day, on the proper time, and the sudas eris and beves chamiv to keep shalom bias, to be there for that celebration, yachzor vivar, he should go back and do so. Vimlav, but if he doesn't have that opportunity, mivat lo belibo, then he should do bittel in his heart. This is the first time we have bittel. Bittel the Gemara discusses. But here it's interesting how that the Mishnais don't discuss. We mentioned all the way back when it came to the first Mishnah about the fact that both in a chametz, according to Rashi, is to avoid Balyamatze, to avoid the prohibition of owning chametz. There was no mention of bittel of nullifying. It sounds like bittel is something that I do in the days of the Mishnah at least. Yes, the Gemara says the person who does Bedikah should also do bittel. But sounds like the nullification of chametz was not necessarily done all the time. It was done when you could not do the beer, as in the case of this mission. If I don't have the opportunity to do the beer, then mivat lo belibo. Then the Mishnah says, let's say he's going to do the following on Erev Pesach. Lahatzil min agayis, people who are running away from the enemy, and he's coming to try to save them. Umin anar, who he's trying to save people who he hears are drowning in the river. Umin alistim, or from armed robbers. Umin adaleka, let's say God forbid there's a fire, and he's there to try to save people. These are suffix sakanas defasho situations. This is bikuach nefesh. So then the Mishnah says, even if he does have the time to go back to do bir chametz, and maybe he thinks he could potentially come back in time here as well. No, we don't take that chance. That was the last example. Umanapolis, a collapsed building. People could be crushed and they're dying. Every minute counts. So says the Mishnah. And then Yevato Belibo here, even because of the suffix, you should be Bittel Belibo anyway, because Midoraisa, as the Gemara says, and Avdalan in Psachim, Midoraisa, Bittel Ba'olmasagi, Bittel alone is sufficient to avoid the problem of owning chametz on Pesach. Then the Mishnah says, V'lishbos shvisas harashus yachzor miyad. Let's say, though, a person's going on Erev Pesach to set up the Erev Tchumen. So he can, he places his food there, at the edge of the 2,000 amos, so he can walk another 2,000 amos on Yontif. A finally connection between Psachim, Erevin and Psachim. But what's his purpose? It's a Lishbos Shvisas HaRishus. It's for the purpose of a Rishus. Nothing, not a mitzvah purpose at all. And he realizes, oh my gosh, there's chametz in my house, but I really need to walk to this distance to set this Erev up for tomorrow. Says the Mishnah, Yachzor Miyad, should go back right away and do Bir Chametz, because he's only doing a Shvisas HaRishus. Now, had he had Kavana, though, for a Dvar Mitzvah, let's say he plans on going to a Beis Avel, people are not officially sitting Shiva on Yontif, but Dvar Mshebetzina will be Noheg. Even so, because the kavura couldn't have been done, so Beis Avel, you can visit, and that would be a mitzvah, or the Beis Chasanim, or you go into a Sheva Brachos, or to the Beis Medrash, or to visit your Rebbe, those kind of examples, then that would be no different than the person going to Shechtes Karben Pesach, or a person going to the Beis Erisin, or to his father-in-law's house for the Erisin meal, or for Bris Mila, then only if he doesn't have enough time, so then he's able to do bittel, as opposed to here, where we don't care if you have enough time or not. If it's shvisus or reshus, then you have to come back because there's no mitzvah involved there as well. Now, the Balei Tosfos have a good question. Remember, we learned in Erevin that you only make an Erev Tchumen for a Dvar Mitzvah. How can you even explain, well, when he's doing it for setting up a Rishos, he just wants to do something random, no mitzvah, just to go for a walk, to go beyond the city's limits the next day. That's why I'm setting up an Erev. there. That the Erev Tchumen never is not operative. The Erev Tchumen is never permitted for a non-Dvar Mitzvah, for a Dvar Rosh. So why is the Mishnah even discussing such a case where we say, well, it's only for Rosh, then you have to come back and do the B, or you can't rely on Bittel. He's not allowed to set up such an Erev anyway. So therefore, they understand that Lishbos Shrisus HaRosh means he's going on Pesach to rejoice with his base ohavo, with a friend or a relative, and that's what it means. Shvitzus or reshus. It doesn't mean something that this has some redeeming quality here. The fact that it's Pesach, I want to celebrate. I want to visit my friend. So there, you could set up an erev tchumen for such. That's not the same type of reshus as maybe other things that are less important. And you can set up an erev tchumen, but nonetheless, you can't rely on bittul and have to go back. Now, those who say that this is all true when a person sets up an erev tchumen with pas, with bread. Remember, we discussed that an erev chatzeros has to be bread. Erev tchumen does not have to be bread. Eating mazon to studos, but it could be wine, it could be oil, it could be other foods, just not mushrooms and salt and water. So they say like this, that when do we say that this halacha is true? When you ma'arev bipas, so then only can it be effective for a dvar mitzvah. But there are situations where you can even be kone shvisa for rishus, or real rishus. How so? That's ma'arev baraglav. That's where you walk there. So if you walk there, erev, not to set up bread. You walk there, and you're planning on sitting there, and sitting in that, beyond that, at that 2,000 amos point, you're going to sit there through Bein Hashmashos till it gets dark, then you're going to walk back home. That type of Erev, where it's Ma'arev Baraglav, and not with the food that's sitting there. The food sitting there, you're not going to be there. That's not as effective as you being there. If you're there, according to some, then and you're there through the Bein Hashmashos sitting there, then you can be Konish Visa even for Dvar HaRashus, and you can walk tomorrow for Dvar HaRashus. But if it's with Pas, then it needs, if it's with Pas or other foods for that matter, that's only for Dvar Mitzvah. So Raglav is better than Pas, according to this Mishnah.